What is your favorite thing to do or to play with? Maybe you like to play football or volleyball. Maybe you really enjoy going to school. Or maybe you like to draw or color or paint. Or perhaps you like to play games on your tablet best. It's good to remind ourselves about the things God has given you to enjoy. In Hebrews 13:5, God gives us some instructions about the things that we have. Our verse today says, "Be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee." Hebrews 13:5. Now the New Testament tells us about what happened from the time Jesus came to this earth until after he died, rose again, and went back to heaven. Jesus' friends wrote down many other things God wants his children to know about. Do you remember how many of God's words in the Bible are true? All of them are true. As you look at the verse that we have today, you can see the address Hebrews 13:5. So that tells you where to find it in the Bible. First, you find the book of Hebrews. Hebrews is in the New Testament. Then you find the chapter, chapter 13. And then you find the verse, verse 5. It says, "Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee." Hebrews 13:5. God wants you to be content. Now the verse says, "Be content with such things as ye have." Well, that means don't compare what you have with what other people have. Don't be jealous of what other people have. Don't be upset because they have it and you don't. God wants you to be satisfied or to be happy with what you have. That's what being content is. It means to be satisfied, that you don't want more. "For he has said, I will never leave thee." He is talking about God. God has said he will never leave you. Knowing God is with you is better than anything else you could ever have. Hebrews 13:5. "Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee." Hebrews 13:5. God wants you to be content with what you have, to be satisfied with it, to be happy with what you have. He will never leave you. Having God with you is better than anything else you could ever have. All you have is from God. If you believed on Jesus as your Savior, remember, don't be jealous because God can help you. God is with you and he will never leave you. He can help you be content or satisfied with what he's given you. Hebrews 13:5. "Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee." Hebrews 13:5. God wants you to be content. But if you haven't believed on Jesus yet, then you can do that today. And when you believe on him, then he comes to live in you and he will never leave you. But first, you have to make that decision to believe on Jesus. And you can do that today. I'll talk more about that later on. Hebrews 13:5. "Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee." Hebrews 13:5. God wants you to be content and satisfied with what you have. And remember, he will not leave you. Having God with you is better than anything else you could ever have. Hebrews 13:5. "Be content with such things as ye have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee." Hebrews 13:5. Let me tell you a little story about a boy named Jordan. Jordan had a problem, and it was jealousy. He wanted all the attention. He was jealous of everyone, his sister, his brother, his other friends at school, even his best friend. Whenever Jordan's mommy would tell his sister that she had been so good and getting good grades at school, then you know what Jordan did? Jordan would tell his mommy all of the good things that he had done. Even though Jordan had made the decision to believe in Jesus, anytime other people got praised for anything, anytime other people were told how good they were doing, then Jordan got angry and he got jealous. Have you ever felt like Jordan? Have you ever got jealous? What happens if jealousy isn't stopped? What happens if it takes complete control of you? Today, we're going to find that out. Remember King Saul? King Saul was very impressed with David. King Saul watched how David defeated the giant named Goliath. And then Saul decided David would not live at home taking care of the sheep. David was too valuable for that. From now on, David would live at the palace where King Saul lived. This decision was very exciting for Saul's son, Jonathan, because David and Jonathan became very best friends. David and Jonathan liked many of the same things. Both of them were young men after God's heart. They both loved God and trusted God for strength and courage. Jonathan had great respect for David because sometime earlier, Jonathan had also been in a battle against the Philistines, and God had given Jonathan a great victory too. Prince Jonathan, and he was a prince because his dad was the king, also gave David his royal robe, his armor, and his sword, and that was something very special for David to get. Jonathan knew that one day David would be king instead of him. Now, Jonathan could have been jealous of David, but instead, Jonathan's heart was full of love for his friend. Jonathan and David made a promise to be friends as long as they lived. Now, when King Saul saw that David was very brave in fighting against Goliath, you know what King Saul did? He made David a commander in the army. David was loved and respected by the Israelite soldiers and by the Israelite people. The Israelite army marched into the city, and they were returning from battle with the Philistines. The people were so excited. They were shouting for joy. There was music, and there was people singing. King Saul had heard these songs many times before. He enjoyed hearing them sing about his victories, how he defeated Israel's enemies. But as he listened to the songs, he heard the women singing say, "Saul has slain his thousands." But wait, they weren't done. Then they said, "And David his 10,000s." Saul was used to being Israel's hero. He didn't want to share the victory with this young man, David. They were praising David more than they were praising Saul. Soon, King Saul began to feel very angry and jealous toward David. King Saul must have thought, "They are giving this young man more honor than me, and I am the king." Maybe King Saul remembered Samuel's words to him that God had chosen another man to be king instead of him. Saul began to let his jealous feelings control his thoughts. Do you ever let your jealous feelings control your thoughts? Well, what is jealousy anyway? It is feeling unhappy, even angry, because you don't have something others have. When your friends say good things about your brother or sister, but they don't notice what you have done, how do you feel? What do you think? Do you get jealous? Maybe a friend of yours always gets better grades in school. Maybe your sister gets more attention from your parents than you do. Maybe you have a new baby in your family who gets all the attention. You can't always stop a jealous thought from coming into your mind. But if you allow that jealousy to grow, that means to get bigger and stronger, it can become a terrible thing. The Bible says that jealousy or envy is rottenness of the bones. That means if you allow it, jealousy can control you so much you can even get sick. Wow. If you have trusted Jesus as your Savior, With God's help, you can stop jealousy. It's a very serious sin. If you let jealousy control you, tell God about it and confess it to Him that it is sin. Tell God thank you for the way He's made you and for the things He lets you have. You are special to Him. God can help you be happy and content instead of being controlled by jealousy. But King Saul began to let his jealous feelings about David start to control him. He was angry and suspicious that David might be the one to replace him as king. The next day, King Saul was in a very bad mood. The Bible says he was troubled with an evil spirit. So what do you think David did? David took his harp and began to play some nice, calm, relaxing music for King Saul. But the music really didn't help King Saul. In fact, it seemed to make King Saul even more angry. And without any warning, King Saul did something terrible. He took his spear and he threw it at David. David jumped aside and the spear went past him. David must have been very confused by the king's behavior. The Bible says King Saul was afraid of David. He knew God was with David and that God was protecting him. King Saul was far from God because of his sin. King Saul had not been asking God to forgive him for his sin. King Saul continued to be jealous of David, and it just got stronger and stronger. King Saul decided to send David away so that he might be killed in a battle. King Saul may have thought, this is a perfect plan. David will be gone for good. No one will think that I planned it this way. But did King Saul's idea work? Did David get killed in the battle? No, he didn't. God continued to bless and protect David. The people's love for David kept growing, and Saul kept getting more and more jealous. Now Jonathan, you remember him, he's the prince, he's King Saul's son. Jonathan knew about how his dad, King Saul, hated David. In fact, Saul even tried to get Jonathan to help him kill David. Jonathan told David that his father was very angry with him. And Jonathan also told David to go and hide. And Jonathan said to David that he would talk to King Saul about him. Jonathan went to his dad, King Saul, and tried to talk to him about David. Jonathan told his father of how much good David did for him, especially how he killed Goliath. Saul listened to his son Jonathan and agreed. Saul promised not to kill David, and David was again invited to come back to the palace and play the harp for King Saul. And then David led Israel's army into battle against the Philistines again, and again the Israelites won. They got another victory. Afterward, David came back to find King Saul in another bad mood. David picked up his harp and began to play, and just as before, Saul took his spear and threw it at David, and it barely missed him. David escaped, and he went back into hiding. Saul had broken his promise. His jealousy was so big that it caused him to do terrible things, even trying to kill David. Jealousy can lead you to do terrible things too. But if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, with God's help, you can stop the sin of jealousy. When you realize you're even a little jealous of a friend or family member or someone else, confess it to God. The Bible says you are to put off jealousy. That means stop it. Put it aside. Get rid of it. Ask God to help you stop comparing yourself to others. Stop wanting things that other people have. And if you feel sorry for yourself for not having something that somebody else has, stop feeling sorry for yourself. Instead, the Bible says, "And that ye put on the new man." What does that mean? To put on the new man? That sounds a little different. It means let your life show that Jesus changed you on the inside. That's what it means. It's like when you believe on Jesus, He makes you a new person on the inside. So when you put on the new man, that means let others show that God has changed you. It means to be a person after God's heart. And when you're a person after God's heart, you don't be controlled by jealousy. Instead of being jealous, try this. First thing you should try, if you're jealous of somebody, pray for that person. Second thing, look for something good in that person. Third thing, tell that person you admire his or her abilities. And fourth thing, tell God thank you for what he is doing in that person's life. So we just went over four things, right? First thing, pray for the person. Second thing, look for something good in that person. Third thing, tell that person what they're good at. Tell them that you admire their abilities. Abilities means things they can do. And fourth thing is thank God for what he's doing in that person's life. So the four key words are pray, look, tell, and thank. When you begin to put on these things, you will notice that with God's help, you can stop the sin of jealousy. And the memory verse, Psalm 118:8, reminds us that it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalm 118:8. God wants you to trust him completely. If you don't allow God to help you stop jealousy, it can lead you to do terrible things. And jealousy was leading Saul to do terrible things. He even tried to kill David because he was so jealous of David. Well, David went back into hiding. And after hiding out for a while, David went to see his friend Jonathan. And he said, "What have I done? Why is your father so determined to take my life?" Jonathan said, "I'm sure my father's not planning to kill you now. He would have told me." So David said, "Your father knows we are good friends, so he would not tell you he hates me, but I am sure he's planning to kill me." Jonathan was very upset. He loved his friend David. "What should I do?" he said. Well, David said, "Tomorrow I'm supposed to be at the palace for a feast, but I will stay here in the field. If your father gets angry, you will know that he still plans to kill me. Let me know what happens." So the two friends walked out in the field together, and Jonathan said to David, "I promise I will tell you if my father is determined to bring harm to you. If he is, you must run away. May the Lord be with you, as he has also been with my father." Then Jonathan asked David to promise him that he would always be kind to Jonathan's family. And David promised, and he said that he will. The two friends made a signal. In 3 days, Jonathan would come to the field with a little boy. Jonathan would shoot 3 arrows and then ask the boy to go and get them. If the king was friendly toward David, Jonathan would tell the boy that the arrows were on this side of him. But if the king was angry, Jonathan would tell the boy that the arrows were beyond him. Then David would know he should run away. So David had to be hiding, but still being able to see what Jonathan was saying to this boy. Well, on the second day of the feast, when Saul noticed that David was missing, he was so angry. He said to Jonathan, "Don't you know that as long as David walks the earth, you can never be king?" And that was true, because God had taken the kingdom away from Saul and his family, and God had given the kingdom to David, so that was true. But King Saul said, "Send for David, he must die. You should be glad that I'll get rid of him." But Jonathan, he said to his father, "Why should David be killed? What has he done?" Do you know what King Saul did? King Saul picked up his spear and threw it at Jonathan. Saul's jealousy had grown so much, he was even ready to kill his own son. Saul's jealousy now had complete control of him. Jonathan left the feast, and I'm sure he was angry about what his father had just tried to do to him. And I also think that Jonathan was sad because his friend David was still hated by King Saul. The next morning, Jonathan took a servant out with him to the field. David was hiding. Jonathan shot the arrows and told the boy to go after them. Jonathan told the boy, the servant boy, "The arrows are beyond you. Go and get them." And if the arrows were beyond them, remember what that means? That means King Saul was still very mad. The boy got the arrows, brought them back to Jonathan, And Jonathan sent him back to the city. And as soon as the boy left, David came out of his hiding place. He must have been too sad to speak. The two friends threw their arms around each other and they cried. And finally, Jonathan spoke and said, "Go in peace, David. We will remember the promise we made to each other. We will show kindness to the other's family." So Jonathan went back to the city, and David went to go hide from the angry King Saul. Oh, if only Saul had asked God to help him stop the jealousy. But if you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, with God's help, you can stop jealousy. Remember that boy that I told you about in the beginning? Jordan? He was jealous too. But you can be different. You can be a person after God's heart. A person who does not be controlled by jealousy. Remember to put off jealousy. You can ask God to stop those jealous thoughts before they get into terrible actions. You can ask God to help you put on the new man, just like it says in the Bible. So when you find yourself being jealous, then remember to do those four things that we talked about. First, pray for that person that you're jealous of. Second, look for something good in that person. Third, tell that person something that you like about them, their abilities, something good. And then the fourth thing, thank God for what he's doing in that person. Those four things. First, pray for him. Second, look for something good in them. Third, tell them you admire their abilities. And fourth, thank God for what he is doing in that person. Pray, look, tell, and thank. The four things that God wants you to do when you start feeling jealous of someone. Will you remember that with God's help, you can stop the sin of jealousy? Maybe you've never believed in Jesus as your Savior. But maybe today you've realized that you've sinned. Sin is breaking God's laws or rules. It's when you choose to go your own way instead of God's way. The Bible says sin must be punished, but God showed his love for you when he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus, to this earth to take the punishment for your sins. God's word says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." God commendeth, or God showed or demonstrated his love to you, in that even though you've sinned, God sent Jesus to die for your sin. Jesus is perfect. He's without any sin, but he gave his blood for your sin when he died on the cross in your place. He was buried and rose again 3 days later. And God offers you the gift of everlasting life with him if you believe or trust completely in what Jesus did for you. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Whosoever can be you. For God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. You can believe in Jesus, that he died and rose again. And if you believe, you will not perish. Perish means to be separated from God. If you believe, you won't be separated. You won't perish. Instead, you'll have everlasting life. That starts right when you believe in him. It'll continue on forever, even someday in heaven. If you're ready to make the decision to believe on Jesus and ask him to give you everlasting life, then you can tell him something like this and truly mean it. "Dear Jesus, I have sinned and I am sorry. I believe you died and rose again. Please give me everlasting life. And change me on the inside to live your way with your help. In Jesus' name, amen." You can choose to believe on Jesus. And if you do, you will not perish, but instead you'll have everlasting life, life with God forever. That verse is John 3:16, if you'd like to look it up in your Bible. If you would like to read about how Saul tried to kill David, then you can read about it in 1 Samuel Chapter 18, verses 1 to 16, 1 Samuel chapter 19, verses 1 through 10, and 1 Samuel chapter 20, all of the chapter, verses 1 to 42. That's 1 Samuel 18, verses 1 to 16, 1 Samuel 19, verses 1 through 10, and 1 Samuel chapter 20, the entire chapter. That's all for this time. See you next time. Bye.